Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is the 12th of January, 7:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community, and courage. Of course, our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, aren't we? Okay, just making sure. So, good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, sir.
How are you? Got your hair cut?
Yes.
Got them all cut?
As you put it. At least in the top half, yeah.
In the top half, okay. I don't even know how to answer that.
We're looking at 45 degrees out of the airport right now with rain likely throughout the day. It was definitely raining on my way in this morning with a high of only 52 degrees, but things will be clearing up over the weekend. We're looking at a high of 69 degrees and sunny on Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday, so we should have some great sunrise and sunsets on Friday and Saturday, and with a high of 67 both of those days. So rain now, rain tomorrow, and then a gorgeous weekend.
Okay. The weather is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. And Shasta Gas Propane is a locally owned, locally operated company. We've been operating for over 20 years, a veteran-owned company that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Inauguration Day, January 20th, 8 days from today. So the question is how many times can you impeach President Trump between now and the next 8 days?
As I understand it, impeaching him makes it so he can't run again, and that's the end game. Not necessarily.
Well, he's already been impeached
now. Yeah.
But he's already been impeached. But oh no, he was impeached but not found guilty.
Yeah.
Or whatever they do. Okay. Hey, let's go to the phones. David from Turtle Bay. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Great to be here. Thanks.
Well, you're kind of not really here, but you're here.
Oh yeah, here in spirit and in voice. With you.
You know what? I'm gonna start. I just saw something yesterday on holographs. You know where it comes in and your image is there. However, you're someplace else.
It sounds very Star Wars. I should look into how we could do that for next time.
No, they were showing it. It was something that they're working with now with AT&T. How interesting would that be? Oh, wow. Anyway.
That would be awesome. Forget FaceTime.
I already have. Okay. Did you say FaceTime or Facebook?
Oh, okay. I said FaceTime.
Okay. Well, no, I like FaceTime. FaceTime is cool because you can see the kids and everybody. All right, David. Turtle Bay, it's a new year.
Yes.
Can you tell us anything, though, from the Garden of Lights? The fact that you expanded it to for 4 more days kind of tells me something.
Yeah, absolutely. Garden of Lights did so much better than we even could have planned. Like we have talked about in past weeks, the real goal with Garden of Lights was it was birthed out of the Redding City Identity Project, a program brought on by the Redding Chamber of Commerce. And part of the goal was just to give Redding and Shasta County something to be proud of, something to be able to take pride in as a community. And something that would bring tourist visitors to our community to sort of pour into our economy and spur that on. Having more people dine here, stay at our hotels, things like that. And it did that to a degree that we hadn't even anticipated. So with obviously all of the partial shutdowns and us having to cap capacity, it was selling out almost every night. And so we extended it the extra 2 days to try to just open it up for more people in Redding to be able to enjoy the lights while they could, adding those 30th and 31st dates.
Well, I thought it was only going to the 27th.
Yeah, so originally it was planned for the 27th. And, even up until the 27th, all the days around Christmas,
right.
It was
and then it
selling
went from,
out, and we just had...
Oh, so
oh,
when,
what was that?
When it, well, we went to the 27th, then it... extended to the 31st. Okay, it was that.
Yeah,
But there was, it wasn't open every. Was it open every night between that?
It was. We were closed on Christmas, and I believe we were closed Mondays and Tuesdays. But
okay,
every other
that's
night,
why.
We
okay.
opened it up until New Year's.
All right. No, it was a wonderful. We went to it twice. Now the first time we went with the media, And so it was, mm-hmm. you know, early on. And we just, you know, we ambled through there. We strolled. The second time, you know, we had bought tickets. And the it was so crowded. We got there at 5:30. And there was no place to park out into the rodeo grounds. And so many people were there. We were really happy to see that.
Yeah, it was great to see just the showing of people coming out and enjoying the lights. And just the positive feedback, even looking on social media afterward, it was probably one of the first times in 2020 you had seen people happy on social media for once. So it was great to be able to contribute, to just bringing some holiday cheer and some joy, giving people a breath of fresh air for the end of the year.
So do you have an estimate on how many people showed up?
How many people? Because like you said, you went twice. Some people, you know, bought tickets for multiple nights. We know ticket sales were just around 70,000. So,
wow.
I mean, even like for Reading
wow.
being
but that's okay.
a population
but that's,
of about 90,000, that's incredible.
Well, how many people do you think? Okay, this is going to be getting into things you don't know, but I don't mind asking uh-huh. you anyway. How many people do you
sure.
think? How many people do you think travel to come to see this?
That is a good question. I don't know the exact numbers. I do know just from fielding questions and doing some guest services work that, you know, we had a lot of inquiries about the hotel at the Sheraton and people coming to stay, things like that. So, I mean, if I had to guess, I'd say somewhere around 20 to 30% of the sales were people traveling from either Southern
okay.
Oregon or coming up from Sacramento or the Bay. But that's not an exact number. I don't know. I'm just kind of guessing off of that.
Right. Well, you know what I think is we're not going to know that for a while. And the other thing,
mm-hmm.
too, is that to have that many people during COVID was just a huge success. And I'm really happy. Good.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Great to get so many people out there. And again, we were, you know, abiding by all of the public health guidelines and working closely with Shasta County to make sure that, you know, distancing and masks
were
in place
yeah.
as much as it could.
Yeah.
You can only do so much.
You
but,
can only do so
yeah.
much because some people aren't going to wear a mask. I mean, they're just
yeah.
not going to do it. And when you and you know, no matter what you do, and then when you have your you know, that you have a little place there where people can get their photos taken, and you got two people
yeah.
there doing that, but they're moving people through, and everybody was spread out during that, everybody had their mask on. So anyway,
mm-hmm.
it was a great experience. And now here's some questions that people had. Next year will
yeah.
it be different?
We will be making some additions to it because the original plans we got probably about 75% of the original design done in there. It was the first year that we were doing Garden of Lights, been setting up lights since July, once we had the plans and stuff in place. So we were able to get most of it done, and there was, I believe, like a 3 to 5 year plan for additions to make each year. So there are certain areas of the gardens that we are looking at adding lights to for next year. We are hoping to be able to get the train up and running for kids to ride throughout the gardens, because with this year and COVID, we couldn't do sanitation and stuff correctly to have that up and running. So, yeah, hoping to add train, hoping to add some different sections to the garden.
How big's the
train? With each year that comes up
Wait.
For the next few years.
Wait, how big's the train? Can you ride in?
The train, it's like a mini train. I would
can you,
put the kids on it.
Can you ride
I
in
might
it,
be
David?
Able to fit on it.
There you go. That's what I want to know. I don't know why the kids get.
I can ride in.
Why do kids get all the good deals? Tell me that. Why do kids get all the good deals? Why can't you
That's
know?
That's a good question.
Why can't we ride in that little train that goes? Is it going to go around in a circle, or is it going to go like through the whole park?
I believe it's going to go maybe not like in through all the paths, but that main path in the middle. It'll go up and down through that.
Oh, okay.
Through the garden. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it won't be just a tiny circle.
Okay, hey, look, we got to take a quick break here. We're going to come back and talk about some things that are looking at going on now at Turtle Bay and some things that are coming up. But this portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at Sleep Number. Again, you know, quality sleep is essential for health. And are you getting a good night's sleep every night? I can tell you that Linda and I have been getting a great night's sleep on our Sleep Number bed for the last, gosh, 5-6 years. We can adjust each side to the firmness of the mattress that we want. Linda's Sleep Number setting last night was 40. My Sleep Number setting last night was 60. And right now, Sleep Number has trying to make this easy for everybody. You know, your New Year's resolution, which, you know, most of us have a tough time keeping. You know, so what is it? Today's the 12th. How many of you have made a resolution and say, okay, that's just, you know, that's I've dropped it. But here's a resolution for you. How about quality sleep for New Year's? And now you can save up to $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, plus special financing for a limited time only at the Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Of course, our Sleep Number store is over in the Target Shopping Center. Great people in there. Go in and lay on a bed and find out why this is going to be the most comfortable bed you've ever slept in. 7:15 in the morning, we'll be right back.
Especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
If I spoke slang to orangutan, the advantages any fool on earth could plainly see.
Welcome back. The Free Fire Radio. And if we're listening to Talking with the Animals, you know we've got to have Turtle Bay on today. And good morning, David. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, 7:19 in the morning here, and it is raining outside, as most people know, and 46 degrees. We're going to have rain all day and probably tomorrow, which we really need. Okay, David, talking to the animals. Now, I just saw some photos not too long ago with the gray fox out there playing around, and he looks like he's he or she has grown exponentially.
Yeah, the foxes, they are still growing and running around doing great. And like you said, talking with the animals, our animals are out for viewing. Our outdoors are open, and admission is discounted right now while our indoor museum is closed. So it's only $5 for kids and seniors and $10 for adults, and free for members, as always, to come in. But our animal programs are still going through the weekend. On Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 2 p.m., we have our animal programs where you can come see live demonstrations with our animal trainers, animals teaching on survival, habitats, and more with our animals. So it's supposed to clear up by the weekend is what I hear, even though it's raining today and tomorrow. So definitely a good time to come out, see the animals, and see some live demonstrations with them.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is the shutting down of the indoor museum is, and how long has it been shut down now? Almost a year?
Well, it's been on and off shut down, for almost a year now, we're coming up. I think last March is when it first closed down. We were able to open up a little bit last fall in, like, September, October, and then it shut back down. So it's been unfortunate for sure. We had some great exhibits that have gone virtual, so you can check out our bench press, please be seated, please, exhibit virtually on our website. Still not the same as being there in person, but we're hoping that sooner than later we can open back up and start sharing some more art and history in our indoor facilities with the community.
Well, you know, it's vaccinations are coming. Of course, now they're saying it's got to be 80% herd immunity, but now, well, maybe more. And then if there's a different strain, I mean, you know what? It's got to be to a time in place that we need to just say, you know, and I'm talking about America here, and it's going to have and it's going to have to come from the top down saying, you know, we've got to learn to live with this, and we cannot continue to live in fear as we have. I'm not trying to be political about it, but there's, you know, Turtle Bay is such a wonderful addition to our community, yet people really can't get in there and enjoy it. And you can't plan on, it's hard to plan on even having exhibits in, isn't it?
Yeah, we actually, we had a predators, dinosaur exhibit coming in for winter, early spring that we had to postpone, unfortunately. So our next one coming up is going to be in April, which hopefully will be mostly open by then. But it's also, a lot of it is outdoors, so it's called Washed Ashore. And it's about conservation of the ocean. So we have sculptures that artists have put together using, like, plastic and things that have been salvaged from the ocean. So hoping to have a bright spot in the community for that when it opens up in April. And it's mostly outside as well. But, yeah, it's been tough for sure having to close down the indoor exhibits and not be able to share that with the community, like you said.
Well, you know, people can still join the join Turtle Bay, get a membership. Yeah, you can't go to do everything, but it keeps Turtle Bay going, and it helps, you know, so that when this thing when Turtle Bay does open, and this thing either subsides or people have decided they've had enough and said, you know what, I'm gonna wear my mask, I'm gonna distance, but I'm gonna start living my life again. It will have Turtle Bay, then it will be ready to bring in, like you said, that exhibit that's, you know, mainly an outside exhibit and partially inside. I think that's great. You know, we're going to have to get smarter. If this thing, since COVID's been going on this long, we're going to have to get smarter on how we do things, obviously.
Absolutely, yeah. Just searching for new ways to be able to keep going and keep existing and bringing culture to the community. And one thing that we are able to continue right now is our discovery camps. We have our next one coming up in February, so if your kids are getting restless at home and need to get the wiggles out, have somewhere to go, our next discovery camp is February 15th through 19th. You can register on our website before February 5th, but it's a full day camp at the museum. Indoor and outdoor, it counts as daycare, so we're able to do part of it indoor for the kids. It is limited capacity, but, yeah, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. full days for the kids to do some science experiments with our educators. This one is space-themed. It's called Out of This World. So, it, yeah, it does give something for our kids to do a little bit while a lot is shut down.
Oh, you know, that's great. You know, we need to do something like that. So how are you doing? How are you doing during this?
You know, it's definitely, I've only been in this position with Turtle Bay since October, so it's definitely been a crazy time to jump into a new job. And luckily, Turtle Bay has just been an amazing place to work. We have an amazing team over there who stays positive and just adapts and rolls with the punches. So it's just
you can still do, like, caffeinate for a cause, right? I mean, that's people are spread out, and they're in their cars and all that. That's something you can do.
Yeah, that's something we can still do, and I believe that's in the fall, so it might be easier to do by then. But, yeah, there's so much that Turtle Bay has to offer outdoors that, I mean, coming in so late, I haven't noticed as much of a difference. I'm sure once things open indoors again, I'll be like, oh, man, we had so much more that I wasn't even seeing. But there's, still so much to take in with the animals, the playgrounds and stuff that we have. Our forest adventure is great for kids and adults. So I've jumped on that zip line a couple times and scaled the rock wall a little bit.
And you'll be on the train next year, too. I know you.
Yeah, I'll be on that train.
Hey, you know, somebody's got to ride it. An adult's got to ride it, you know, just to check it out. Okay.
I'll have my conductor's hat on and everything and hopefully get a run at that thing.
Okay, David Monk, who's from a spokesman for Turtle Bay, and has a lot of things going on. The animal exhibits are still going on out there. The you know, it's you can still see the animals. You can still see all the things going on out there. The zip lines, they are open. Obviously, are they open?
Yes, they are.
Yeah,
our,
so that's
open. Playgrounds are open. Outdoors, zip lines, rock walls, all that.
And the Garden of Lights sold over 70,000 tickets, which is, in any way you look at it, a success when you're looking at it for 1 month. It's a huge success. So congratulations, and we will talk to you next month.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You bet, buddy. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Matt Bogdanovich. But we're talking about something that's coming up that's going to be, again, a help to our community. We'll be right back.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. Jefferson, state of mind.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Pelosidro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
In the mountains of Tennessee, they like the smoky sauce. But over there in old Memphis, a dry rum rivet falls. The folks down in Georgia, they can't pick up their mind. You can give it to them sweet or spicy, and they'll say that tastes all right.
Welcome back. I never thought you could find a song on barbecue. But you obviously did. Welcome back, everybody, to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines are 605-4567. Hop into our chat room at KCNR1460.com. Today, of course, is the 12th of January. Today, rain. It said here on the, it said mainly after 10 a.m. Well, I woke up and left the house way before 10 a.m. and it was raining. Cloudy with a high near 52, calm winds. It's going to rain tonight. It's going to rain tomorrow. And Wednesday night start clearing up, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, sunny and mostly clear. And Martin Luther King Day next Monday will be a sunny with a high near 68. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. I'm here with Matt Bogdanovich, and we are talking about the this Saturday. Saturday?
Is it Saturday, January 16th?
The Palisadro Park Drive-Thru Barbecue. Tell us about this. I mean, besides it's what's the money being raised for?
Well, our budget has been a little bit rough since COVID has hit. We've had a lot of fundraisers that have been canceled. The Honeybee Festival, we've got our celebration of North State Wines that are coming up that we're going to have to morph. There's a bunch of our income that has been cut out. So we had to find things to do that we didn't need to get an alcohol license from ABC and have social distancing. So we're doing one of these a quarter. It's the Palisadro Park Drive-Through Barbecue, and it's helping us with our annual budget. We're having this barbecue here on the 16th. It's pulled pork sandwich, beans, coleslaw, and a drink, and you buy a ticket in advance. It's $15, and you drive through at Bishop Quinn, and you have social distancing. We're all masked, and you get to have yourself a dinner.
And you get a good, and you get a. It's for a good cause too.
Absolutely.
And the and they will be wearing gloves. And you know what? If you see anything wrong, I'm going to give you Matt's personal cell phone number. So that you can report him to the Health and Human Services, who will then have a squad of people in N95 masks come down and talk to him.
Well, I tell you, Carl, we're really excited about this because it is making things meet.
It is.
It cost us a little over $30,000 to run that park. It's all privately owned and privately run. There's no federal money, no state money, no county money. It's all us fundraising. So this is making ends meet, and we're excited
sure.
that we're doing it.
Well, what's in the Palisadero Community Park?
Well, we've got some playgrounds. We've got some shelters that people throw parties. They can go in there and reserve a spot for their parties.
Mm-hmm.
We're building a pump park. Excuse me. The Redding Trail Alliance is building a pump park, which we're extremely happy that we're building a partnership with them, because that's going to be a great addition to our community.
What's a pump park?
You know the bicycle park that they've got out at Caldwell, where you got a bunch of hills?
Yes,
and,
yes.
Yeah, that's a pump park. It's the big thing these days.
Okay.
And
it's like a skateboard thing.
Yes, and, you know, it gets me really, really excited to go out there and see all of the families that come. We also just built a wedding pavilion, and we just built a...
I was going to ask you about that. Are there weddings take place out there?
Not yet.
Not yet, but you're saying a wedding pavilion, so it sounds like it could be a place where people could get married.
Absolutely. We've also built a amphitheater around it, which we're landscaping now. We've got two parking lots we need to put in. We've got some bathrooms that we're having designed right now, which we're real excited about that.
You mean like new bathrooms?
New bathrooms, yes. Right now have porta potties, which
nothing wrong with that as long as they're clean.
Absolutely, and they are always clean.
As I always say, when I point out in the range, in the range. Porta heads are always, porta bodies are always clean. They do it all the time. But it's just another good reason to be a guy.
It's really
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's just true. Okay. Yeah. Now, this is a great place. The community likes it. It's not taking any type of taxpayer dollars. And they work hard to keep it clean, to keep it maintained, to keep the grass cut and all this. But this fundraiser this weekend, and as you know, fundraisers have been just like killers out here. That you can go to Palisadero and you go to Bishop Quinn. Is it, you know, right there in their, like their parking lot right there? Or?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And you go to Bishop Quinn between the hours of 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. and you can buy a dinner with drink for $15.
And it is extremely well prepared by the Palisadero Lions Club. They do an exceptional job. They are really some great people. And we would prefer that you get online at pcpark.org and purchase a ticket online ahead of time so we can better plan.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. And and you can also, you're also accepting sponsorships, donations.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
We're having a volunteer fire department in here in a week or so. It's been a tough time this year for people to raise money. The crab feed was canceled. I mean, everything was canceled. But unfortunately, the cost of doing business wasn't canceled. So when you get into things like One Safe Place, Good News Rescue Mission, all these places, and Palisadero Park, that it's just been, it's, you know, people are, it's just tough keeping it going.
Yes, it is. We're lucky we live in such a resilient community. The community has been very good to us. Our budget of 2020 made it just fine, and we're going to make it just fine in 2021. But like the businesses around town, you have to be resilient and you have to make changes, unfortunately. But it's working.
Okay, that's great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Carl.
You know, I'm not going to get you into other discussions today,
okay,
because this has nothing to do with, you know, Palisadero Park. But you've watched business here. I am going to get you in, but it's going to be non-political.
Oh, great!
As much as I can. You've been watching.
Behave.
You've been watching what's going on around here for the last year. You're pretty much in tune with the community. You know a lot of people around here, Matt.
Yeah.
You've gotten involved with a lot of people. You've worked at the Record Searchlight years and years ago.
Yeah.
So what do you see happening here? I'm looking at, you know, downtown is just booming.
Yes.
And our unemployment rate is much lower than the rest of the state, which I find interesting.
Yeah.
Still a little bit above the whole United States, but only like 3/10 of a point or something. What do you think is going to happen here in the next year?
Well, you know, it's real tough. I'm certainly not an economics major, but it's real interesting how many people that were working in San Francisco are now working here for the same company that's still in San Francisco. And I'm seeing that the companies in San Francisco are releasing a lot of their commercial space. People are working miles and miles and miles away from home. And they're now spending money here in the community, which is certainly helping our community. Real estate prices are through the roof. Hopefully that'll slow down when we can get some inventory, and hopefully we can get some inventory when this COVID slows down. But I think our community is going to thrive.
I think, you know what, here's the thing that I see is I'm looking at the fact that we have a great place to live up here. And, you know, and people care. And even though the L.A. Times continues to write things that were, you know, were like minutes away from an armed revolution and lynchings in the street, which, by the way, if you read that that article, they quote two or three people instead of quoting people that have lived here for a long time and know what's going on. And they take people who are upset about what's going on, their businesses are being ruined,
yeah,
and they've made these statements, but they quote them as opposed to, well, I, you know, Sacramento Bee did a story, and they quoted Chief Schuler and said, you know, people are upset, people say things, but the vast majority, there's no violence, there's not going to be violence up here.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
It's most of the people are real happy here and happy with everybody. You meet somebody in the grocery store and you really meet them, as opposed to when you live in the Bay Area, people don't really meet you that way.
Well, you know, the other thing too is meeting people in the grocery store now is you know, you kind of look at them thinking, I think I know this person, but they're wearing a mask.
Yeah.
So you just kind of look at them, they kind of looking at you, you know, like this thing. Is that Carl? Is that Matt? I said, I could recognize you.
Yeah.
But there's other people I know that I know. But what do you do? You don't want to put on, hey, it's me. You know, put on your mask.
That's very true.
Yeah. You know, that's like it used to be, put on your pants. Now you put on your mask, you're in deep trouble.
Isn't that the truth?
Well, maybe not the same.
Not the same, but true.
Okay. This weekend, on the 16th, we're going down to Palisadio between the hours of 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. Get a great dinner. It's a barbecue that includes a pulled pork sandwich, baked beans, coleslaw, drink prepared by the Lions Club down there. And this is to support the Palisadio Park. This is a park that doesn't take any federal or state or city money, but it provides a great atmosphere, a great community asset down there. You can go on to their website at pcpark.org and buy tickets to give you a good idea, or you can just donate. You could buy a ticket and not show up, which
very
is
true.
Which is probably what you don't want to do, but you know, you can give, you can help sponsor it.
Absolutely, and we would love it if we could get more involvement from the community. The Palisadio Park certainly could use it. And I certainly want to make sure that everybody knows what a great Lions Club we have out there in Palisadio, that they would come out and help us with this barbecue.
Any tofu on the menu? That was one of the questions. You want tofu? I tell you where you can find tofu. It's somewhere down in Marin County. You want a barbecue with tofu? Yeah, I'm sure that was just a joke. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Yeah. Anyway. Sorry. I'm sorry. That was just that just got me. Well, in Tofio, you know what? Thank you. Well, thank you. Who did that? Thank you, dramatic specimen.
Well, it was snort-worthy, right?
It was snort-worthy. Okay. Any last thoughts here before we roll this on?
No, I just want to thank you for everything that you do for the community. Thank you, Carl.
Oh, shucks. You know what? This is we love this community. And, you know, originally this was a five-year plan. You know that. We tried to hire you when we started 13 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And which could have been a marriage made in heaven. But that didn't work out. And we had like a five-year plan. And that turned into a seven-year plan, you know, to, you know, okay, do it 5 years, sell the station, blah, blah. Then turned into a seven-year plan. Now it's a 10-year plan. Now I'm not sure what plan it is, but we both enjoy it. We you're never it's kind of like how do you make $1 million in radio with one station, and it's you start with five. And
isn't that the truth?
But, you know, community supporters, people like you, you know, your company and others that have supported us, and we're, you know, we're very happy to provide a service if we can.
So, well, thank you.
Well, thanks a lot for what you do, too, Matt. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You know, if you had it with the taking care of the lawn, the gardens, all of these things, and you say, that's enough. You know, I just want to be able to have a place that I can have a gourmet chef cook for me. I don't have to worry about toilet paper shortages. I don't have to worry about that. I can go visit my kids when we can visit again. I can travel when we can travel again. And I can have my pets with me. All of this is at River Commons Senior Living. For more information, give Brian a call at 238-5981. And just remember, River Commons Senior Living is the premier retirement community in Northern California. It's not an assisted living facility. It's a retirement community. Worry less, smile more. River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back with some. I think I'm going to throw in. I'm going to ask some questions about what the hell is going on.
I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that.
Don't give up on your tomorrow. At Shasta College, we're offering more 8-week compressed classes, more online support, and more financial aid to help with life, not just textbooks and tuition. Whether it's online or in person, we'll continue to teach, encourage, and inspire, just like we have for over 70 years. Spring classes start January 19th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu. Start your tomorrow today.
Hi, I'm Liz Ponce. We at Lassen Canyon Nursery love to support the Shasta County Farm Bureau, Shasta District Fair, and the Haven Humane Society, just to name a few nonprofits that are dear to our hearts. We are proud to live in a community that celebrates unsung heroes who give back, and we invite you to give where your heart is to help build a stronger community together. Please remember to visit Lassen Canyon Nursery before you plant your strawberry patch this spring.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
If you think mainstream media is telling you the truth about critically important issues, think again. Do you want factually verifiable answers to your questions? The Real News Q&A Hour on KCNR Radio, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. will provide factually verifiable answers to your questions. Tune in or call to join in the conversation. Let's fill in the blanks to the questions mainstream media refuses to even ask. This is Dane Wigginton with GeoengineeringWatch.org.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR, 96.5 FM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at kcnr1460.com. Hop in our chat room. This portion of the show is brought to you by REU. Thinking about purchasing an electric car? Not a bad idea. Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. I just got one in my bill, a flyer on this. You can get rebates up to $20,000 buying a car. Now, I think they've got SUV. I think they have pickup trucks and SUVs that are electric now that can do like 320 miles on a charge. But I think that has to do with probably speed and, you know, where you're going, terrain, I would imagine. I see it. You know, it's happening. It's not going to happen like a lot of people think it's going to happen. It's going to eventually get here. But, again, you know, not to get everybody's blood pressure going, but, you know, the minerals or the different types of metals and minerals they have to put in ore they have to put into these batteries and other parts are mined over in areas that do have child labor. And, of course, my favorite photo was the electric charging station being run by a diesel generator. I love that photo. I just love that photo. You know, so you're charging your electric car that's being charged really by a diesel generator. Okay. Hey, President-elect Biden, somebody asked me, when are you going to say it? I've said it now, President-elect Biden. Before, it was Mr. Biden. But it was always with respect. He says that they're going to be distributing the coronavirus aid to specific areas. Everybody's going to get the aid, but they're going to concentrate on women-owned, minority-owned businesses, and it went on like that. And when you fill out the paperwork for different things, it asks also if this is a veteran-owned business. He never mentioned veteran-owned businesses. It was just like minority-owned, women-owned, places in cities, small businesses to help people get started or keep going. But he didn't mention veteran-owned businesses, which doesn't surprise me, but it should have been involved in that. And I'm not just talking about our business here, but there's a lot of a lot of veterans or entrepreneurs out there. So, but I guess if you just read into this and you say, well, you know, he probably meant to say that because Mr. Biden forgets things. Or a president like Biden, you know, says things, but maybe he just got the most of it. He didn't get all of it. Let's talk impeachment. Nancy Pelosi, who has this unfettered hatred of Donald Trump, which I think is probably reciprocated by Donald Trump toward her, says we're going to vote on impeachment today. Well, usually they're setting a committee up. I guess they do is they vote to set up a committee, and we're ready to move on this. Well, what do you think is going to happen in 8 days? You already know you're not going to get the two-thirds vote in the Senate. You may not even get it up into the Senate as a vote. So I'm not sure why. The other things, though, that bother me more than that are the people making lists of those who worked in the Trump administration to make sure that people will never hire them again in jobs that will allow them to have any consequence. If you worked in the Trump administration, does that mean like James Mattis, who worked in the Trump administration, General Mattis? Does that mean anybody else that's worked in the Trump administration, you're going to make a list of them to make sure they don't get, that professionally they're ruined? I don't understand this. I don't understand this. To me, this is like a communist thing. That they make sure, and then having to have Trump supporters reprogrammed. I saw that one too. Reprogrammed. What does that mean? Does that mean they go into reprogramming camps to reprogram them? Re-education. See, communists called it re-education camps. They did it in China. They did it in Vietnam. They did it in a lot of other places. They need to be re-educated. What's that mean? Do you stay in that camp until you're re-educated? I mean, when you hear things like that, yes, and I'm pulling this off, there's absolutely these are people that you would think would know better, but they're saying these things. These are like CNN reporters. Oh, and by the way, Jim Acosta, who is the one that would get in screaming matches with the president and the press secretary, has been moved from the White House. He will not cover Joe Biden. Do you find that interesting that they're moving him to something else, Ashley?
I got this from a friend this morning. It's Caitlin Johnstone, perhaps, but it's newsy looking, and it says that Biden has announced plans to roll out new domestic terrorism laws in the wake of the Capitol Hill riot, and it goes on from there. So, constitutionalists are being called domestic terrorists, according to this particular article.
Well, you can expect that to continue on. The fact is the small minority of the people that invaded the Capitol, of all the 100,000 people that were there, have caused have given them carte blanche to come back and to make these weird laws. The other thing Mr. Biden said, or President-elect Biden said, he doubled down, he pledges to defeat the NRA. So it's going to be an interesting few years. And, as I told somebody yesterday that there's been kind of a high hover, what's going to happen with all this? I said, and I truly believe this, my friends, give it a month. Things will settle down. The swamp will retake its place, and everything will continue to go on like it did before. And I don't mean that in a bad sense. I think, it just needs to calm down, and which it will. People will take a deep breath, and, Biden's already hinted. They said, impeaching him, it's not going to work for what I want to accomplish. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, when we come back, we have Shasta Regional Medical Center with us, and we're going to be talking about – I already asked one question during the break to Casey Thatch about vaccines. We're going to talk about vaccines and what vaccines can do and what they can't do if we get everybody vaccinated in all this. And then, of course, we have Dr. Martinez is going to join us also, and we're going to be talking about – not just COVID, but, of course, all the different things that are happening over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Every time you come in, Casey, you've got something new to talk about. The latest was the last time was the TAVR a valve replacement that you used to have to go down to San Francisco or someplace down there for, and now we can do it right here at Shasta Regional. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says that while the impeachment push by House Democrats is making a lot of people mad, he wants no violence.
It's really a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in the history of politics. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. This impeachment is causing tremendous anger.
The president speaking to reporters outside the White House a short time ago as he left for Texas, where he'll be inspecting beefed up border security.
The wall has made a tremendous difference on the southern border.
Just over 450 miles of new wall has been completed. Senator Joe Manchin calling House plans to impeach the president a second time ill-advised.
The West Virginia Democrat says impeachment would contrast with the agenda of President-elect Joe Biden, who's seeking to heal the nation. Nor, he says, are there enough votes to secure the two-thirds majority the Senate would need to convict the president. Democrats appear poised to impeach the president on Wednesday after his supporters breached the Capitol last week, prompted by their belief the Electoral College had allowed Joe Biden to steal the election. The melee left five people dead, including one U.S. Capitol police officer. Bob Agnew reporting.
And with the possibility of violence surrounding the inauguration, security being stepped up in the nation's capital.
At least 10,000 National Guard troops will be deployed in Washington by this weekend, with authorization up to 15,000. Also, the National Park Service is shutting down public access to the Washington Monument until 4 days after the inauguration, as authorities cite credible threats to disrupt the event.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, the FBI warning of plans for armed protests at all 50 state capitals, as well as in the nation's capital, ahead of the inauguration. Stocks higher on Wall Street right now. The Dow is up 50 points. NASDAQ ahead 22. The S&P 500 index currently trading 2 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Neville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1335. Bracket Animalist Number 65233. Equal Housing Lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The Indonesian Navy has recovered the flight data recorder from the jetliner that crashed into the Java Sea Saturday with 62 people on board.
2 days after they first detected signals underwater, Indonesian divers were able to retrieve the Boeing 737's flight data recorder, one of the two so-called black box recorders carried on most passenger aircraft. This will indicate what was happening to the controls and engines in the last minute of flight when the airliner suddenly veered off its assigned route and then plunged almost vertically into the sea.
The BBC's Jonathan Head. India has started shipping COVID-19 vaccines to multiple cities 4 days ahead of a nationwide inoculation drive. The first consignment of vaccines developed by the Serum Institute of India shipped out today. The vaccines rolled out in temperature-controlled trucks to an airport from where they were loaded onto planes for distribution all over the country. Townhall.com. Ben and Jerry's going to the dogs.
The Vermont Ice Cream Company says it's introducing a line of frozen dog treats, its first foray into the lucrative pet food market. Doggy desserts sold in 4-ounce cups go on sale in U.S. groceries and pet stores later this month. The treats are made with a base of sunflower butter, the same ingredient Ben & Jerry's uses in its non-dairy human desserts. Ben & Jerry's is the latest food company to pivot to pets, joining Smucker's and General Mills. John Scott reporting.
Billionaire businessman and Republican power broker Sheldon Adelson has died following a lengthy illness. Adelson, chairman and CEO of the Las Vegas Sands Corporation, was 87 years old. He once told an audience in Vegas that if you do things differently, success will follow you like a shadow. Yet on Wall Street, the Dow up 51 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda's on assignment today. It's Tuesday. She's always on assignment on Tuesdays. Good morning. It is 8:05 in the morning here on the 12th of January, 2021. It looks like it's raining outside, but I'll let Ashley handle that. What's the weather look like, Ashley?
We are looking at 45 degrees out at the airport currently, with rain likely throughout the day. Some patches of fog in the low-lying areas, so make sure if you're in those areas that you have your headlights on. Of course, the law is to have your headlights on anytime your windshield wipers are going. Generally a good idea, make sure everybody can see you. We are looking at rain for today, a little warmer tomorrow with a high of 59, but the rain will be decreasing throughout the day tomorrow. We're looking at a gorgeous weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Highs just below 70 with just those Toy Story clouds in the sky, some great sunrises and sunsets.
Toy Story? Did you say Toy Story?
Yeah, the Toy Story clouds.
Okay.
You think Toy Story, the branding, the imagery is...
No.
No?
No.
Okay. But some great sunrises and sunsets on Friday especially.
Okay. Hey, thank you very much. That was, you can, my producer is also a writer and an editor, so she throws in things like this all the time.
But you get the exact image I'm going for with that one.
I know. Yes, I saw Toy Story. I have a grandson. Okay, the weather's brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional. No, it's not. It's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. But it starts with Shasta. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. And so I'm thinking about Shasta Regional Medical Center because our news is brought to us by Shasta Regional Medical Center. But I'm sitting here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Dr. Richard Martinez, who from the Shasta Regional...
Medical group.
That's okay. Right. Now, the difference between the center and the group, just so people understand.
The medical center is the hospital component, and then the medical group is where we have our physicians, like Dr. Martinez, who's our medical director, and our providers see patients for clinical basis.
Like that. Yeah. Okay. And has the group been around a long time?
The clinic started about 7 years ago. And I was the initial physician. And then since then, we've added two board-certified family physicians and three nurse practitioners.
Okay. Now, is the when I say open for business, I mean open for new patients. A lot of places you try to go to around town, they're filled up.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why we were created, because we realized there's a need in the community. There's a lot of patients that have, insurance and don't have anywhere to go and end up going to urgent care instead of having a family doctor. So we have expanded over the years, and we accept new patients every day at this time.
Okay, and so do you have a website?
Yeah, we have a website, ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. And you can go there and download the application for Become a Patient and fax it in or drop it by, and we'll get you in pretty quick.
And I will just say, and just so everybody understands this, is that Linda goes there. And, in fact, one of the very first telemedicines that I've ever seen was you with Linda.
Yeah, so we do telemedicine, and we're capable of seeing patients in the clinic and in telemedicine, and we see our potential COVID patients in the parking lot.
Okay, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, so anybody who's sick, we don't have them come into clinic so they don't expose other patients or the staff.
That's a good idea. So, good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
Hey, one of the things I'd like to talk about right up front is vaccinations, because there's a lot of things going on, and we talked about it during the break.
Sure.
Once you get vaccinated, can you still pass COVID on to other people?
The theory is that you possibly can. The problem with COVID is there's a lot of unknowns. Mm-hmm. So people ask questions and they expect an answer, and us physicians in the medical community say, we don't know. So since you don't know, people that get vaccinated should still wear masks and should still social distance.
Well, that exactly, because I've looked it up on two different websites, and they both say the same thing that you did, that we don't know yet.
Yeah.
But let's talk a little bit about herd immunity. It started off 70 to 80%, and then I heard Dr. Fauci say, well, it could be all the way up to 85%. Now, herd immunity is, that's the number of people who are vaccinated or who have had it.
No, herd immunity means that there's a certain percentage of people that have been vaccinated so that the rest of the people that have not been vaccinated become immune. That's what herd immunity is.
They become immune because?
Because they're exposed to people that have antibodies in their system, and there's so large a percentage of people that have antibodies that it spreads to the rest of the population.
Okay. So then if – but yet we don't know really – and this is another thing we discussed is we're – you know, and this is anecdotal, except people I know that have – that were tested for – you know, got their blood tested and found out that they had antibodies, but had no idea that they had had COVID.
Right, because you can have no symptoms and have COVID. In fact, the literature says that those are the people that pass the disease the most are the people that have no symptoms.
Right. Yeah. And so, so they've got the antibodies. Now, they can't get it.
They can't get it for some period of time, yes.
And that's what we don't know.
We don't know, yes.
Well, do we know how long the vaccine can protect you?
Nope.
Okay. That was a good clinical answer.
Yeah.
Nope. Don't know that. So we get one shot, then you get the second shot.
Correct.
And that should make you immune.
For at least 12 to 18 weeks, I would say, probably longer. But that's, you know, the trials have only been going on for a few months. So with time, we will know. But at this point, we're not sure how long it will last.
12 to 18 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, but if you get enough people with vaccinations for that 12 to 18 weeks that will have the antibodies, will that give us the herd immunity?
We hope to find out, yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, and the 12 to 18 weeks is important because, you know, we get over that hump of the wintertime where people start to
get outside again.
Well, yeah, you know, you get to spring, people get outside, it warms up. And we saw that in California this year where the numbers went way down during the summer. And so that's another element that buys us more time.
Well, right now I just saw something that says over 17 million doses have been handed out and 4 million have been used. That was as of this morning. And talking about the other headline is a new strain in at least 5 U.S. states and 33 countries.
Right.
Can you talk a little bit about that, Doctor?
Well, you know, viruses mutate frequently. So, like, if you take, for example, the flu virus, every year you need to get a shot for the different strains that we think are going to be circulating. It may be the same for COVID. We may need a shot every year to cover us for the different strains of COVID. Right now, what we believe is that the vaccines that are available still cover all of the strains that we know of so far.
Well, I was wondering about that because we get a flu shot every year. So then it would just be like a COVID shot. And then I also saw that only 3 people died of the flu this year up here in Shasta County.
So far, yes.
I guess.
Correct.
I guess it would be last year because of the statistics, or is it?
I think it's this season.
This season.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, this season. Between November and March.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that unusual?
It's very decreased because there's going to be less flu because a lot of people are taking precautions. So if everybody's wearing masks and using hand sanitizer and covering their nose and mouth when they sneeze and not going out, we're going to see less flu.
Can the mask prevent you from getting the flu?
It can.
I mean the virus.
The virus? You mean COVID?
COVID.
It can protect you to some extent.
It's just like another arrow in the quiver.
Right.
like that thing, but you, but then, and then you had the mask, then you have washing your hands, then you're distancing, and then Dr. Dome's solution that you snort up your nose.
Correct.
All of these things, and you try to do is give yourself as much defensible space as possible.
Perfect, yes, right. Exactly.
Just like you would a fire. Okay. Yep. I'm here with Casey Fatch, who's the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Richard Martinez, who is heads up the Shasta Regional Medical Group, which is a group of doctors that practice in here, and they have room for new patients.
We're taking patients as of today. Every day we take new patients, and we're open to new patients.
Now, what are the specialties again in there? You said general practitioner, but other things?
No, it's basically a primary care clinic, so we kind of serve that need for patients to have a family doctor and be able to come in and be seen.
All right, so this primary care, and then from there, if they need to, they will push you out to Shasta Regional at the hospital or other specialists.
Or referral specialists,
yes. Okay. It is 8:15 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, of course, was such a shining beacon during the last PPP that came out, the Paycheck Protection Plan. And the new one's rolling out. There's a lot of questions on it. But I can promise you that Cornerstone Community Bank's going to be up on it, and they're there to help their customers. And as what happened last time, other banks were sending them to Cornerstone, sending their customers to Cornerstone Community Bank to get help. They are there for our community. They're locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. They are a true community bank. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com or stop by 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Old Rayleigh Shopping Center or at 1845 California Street, right down here in downtown Reading. And for our friends down in Red Bluff, they're at 500 Riverside Way. Cornerstone Community Bank wants you to experience how they are still moving local dreams forward. We'll be right back with Shasta Regional Medical Center and Shasta Regional Medical Group.
Nobody heard about me. I got to give me a fight. Can't you just let it be?
Why wait for summer? Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Gear Up 2021 Swipe to Win promotion. Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Plus, all winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on January 28th.
15,000 up for grabs.
February 25th, two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad. And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat.
I'm ready. Yamaha ski boat.
More drawings, more winners, more fun. WindRiver.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:20 on the 12th of January, 2021. It's 43 degrees out there. It's going to be raining today and tomorrow. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. That should just be enough for you right there. Great haircuts. They work on appointments only. 244-9478 is the phone number. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. My, the only place I've had a haircut here in Redding, California, is Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, I'm with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Richard Martinez, who heads up the Shasta Regional Medical Group. And you're opening up another place, Casey.
Yeah, we do have a new site that opened yesterday with Dr. Nepomuceno is there. She's a family practice provider, and she's been in the area before, but she came back, which is fortunate for us. And then Gretchen Malberg, she's a family nurse practitioner. And that the address for that clinic is 1555 East Street, Suite 210. And they're open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5. And the phone number there direct is 530-229-2875.
Okay. And yep. So that, what now? So you've got the group, and now you've got the clinic. So is this kind of like your moving like smoke through the city? In the other places, all of a sudden another one will pop up and another one will pop up.
That's the plan.
Okay. Now, one of the problems people have is they can't find a practitioner. Right. And one of the things we talked about today was the medical group, Shasta Regional Medical Group, is taking patients. They, you know, it is a family type, physician type thing, so you can bring your family there.
Correct.
Not any specialist.
No, no specialist.
No specialist. And then the new clinic is the same thing.
Correct.
Okay. Well, that's opening it up to more people so we have more health care out there. And what about insurance on something like this? What do you take?
We take most insurances, mm-hmm. pretty much all insurances. So I think the need is for patients that have, you know, commercial insurance and don't have a place to go or have Medicare. We take Medicare without a problem, and they don't have a doctor. And mm-hmm. we're trying to fill that need.
TRICARE.
Yeah, so we do TRICARE.
We do TRICARE. I always ask, do you take TRICARE? Because, of course, that is the military. You know, a lot of times veterans' families come under TRICARE, where if they're being seen by the VA, their families are being seen by TRICARE.
And TRICARE is probably one of the best insurances in the country.
And you all have used that before with the medical group.
So we do Medicare predominantly. Medicare, Blue Cross, Blue Shield commercial, Aetna commercial, and United Health as well. So we pretty much have most of the products that are up here. Cigna as well.
The are you ready to move on from that? Because I have questions about the emergency room.
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit more about the clinic.
Okay, let's talk about the clinic.
So our site itself, I don't know exactly how many square feet we have at 1355 East Street at the East Gate building.
You're just about 3,500.
3,500 square feet. But we have 16 exam rooms, 2 procedure rooms, a big lobby, a huge parking lot, and we've been taking patients for the last 7 years. And now we have our satellite office at East Street to take patients at that site. And the reason we opened that is because we outgrew our first building, which was huge. And so now we're just expanding some more.
Well, so we'll that's good news.
We'll continue.
News when you have the availability of doctors.
Well, we talked about this, Carl, especially from the hospital perspective, where we get patients that come in that don't have primary care physicians.
Yeah.
And so when we have patients that get discharged and they're not discharged into the into a clinic like where Dr. Martinez is and they're not seen within the first 7 days of discharge, it can be very dangerous. And so that's something that we really strive to make sure, because they've noticed a significant amount of increased risk for patients being readmitted to the hospital if they're not seen within that first 7 days.
Well, so, you know, and we've talked about this, you know, for a long time, people stayed away from the emergency rooms when this thing started a year ago.
And clinics, too, as
and,
well.
And clinics. Sure. And so they got worse. Their conditions got worse. So now you've got the ability, is after they're seen in the emergency room, is to move them over then so they will have a physician that can follow up on this.
Right. And our range is, I mean, we take newborns, and I think our oldest patient's 104. So we take everybody as patients.
104. You know, I saw that where that 103-year-old lady beat COVID.
Well, she also beat the Spanish flu as well. So I know the lady you're talking
story.
About.
And they had a photo of her. She was drinking a Miller Lite.
Yeah. She beat. She was born in like 1914 or something like that. And so she had COVID. She had the Spanish flu. She obviously lived through all the wars. She beat breast cancer. She beat COVID, and she.
We need to do is we need to take her blood, or her stem cells, or something, and study what is it about this woman that can that is this strong?
Because you're right, impressive.
She's seen it all.
She has seen it all.
One of the concerns that I've heard over the years is finding doctors. You know, getting doctors to move up here, and it is still as much as a concern as it was a couple
years
ago.
It's very difficult to recruit physicians. So I started 7 years ago. We added a doctor after about 6 months, and it's taken us 6 years to find our third physician.
And why is that, doctor?
Because there's not a lot of doctors that are going into family medicine anymore, primary care, with the huge debt they have in medical school. They want to go into higher-paying specialties. Mm-hmm. And then just Reading in general is, you know, a kind of a unique place, and people don't necessarily come up here from the big cities. It's
a unique
beautiful
place. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. It's a beautiful area, but some people don't appreciate it if they're from the city.
I think one of the other obstacles is also their significant other has a profession, and there's not an opportunity for that significant other to work up here. That's been our biggest barrier.
Well, you know, you find that in the in the military too. Of course, you know, you move around a lot, but the wives who are professionals, got college degrees, having to move every 3 years, it's tough on them because they can't establish themselves either. So I could understand that. However, the idea that and this has got nothing to do with the group or the hospital, but doctors who have this huge medical, you know, that cost them a lot of money, $200,000, I guess, or more. When by the time they finish their school, there ought to be something in there, in my opinion, that if you come out to a rural area like here, that you could be a lot of that could be forgiven.
Yeah, there are programs like that, and then those physicians may go to, like, Shasta Community Health Clinic site, which does forgive some of the loans. So we're competing with those sites for physicians, and they can offer loan forgiveness when, as a private entity, we can't do that.
You can't do that. Okay, I see. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and I'm with Dr. Richard Martinez from the Shasta Regional Medical Group, and Casey Fatch, of course, who's the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. And this portion of our show is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction provides the most thorough CCW training in California. They teach in over 46 different places. It's not just basic CCW, but also advanced courses, rifle, shotgun, unarmed. If that's something you want to learn how to do, is protect yourself using techniques, we have instructors for that. And if you're for our CCW classes, if we have problems with, you find problems getting buying ammunition, which seems to be a problem in a lot of places, the Northern Firearms Instruction will have ammunition for you that can be used on the range that you can buy. That's Northern Firearms Instruction. For more information, go to usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. And this includes private classes also. We'll be right back after these messages. 46 degrees, raining, and 8:28 in the morning.
Look for the bare necessities, simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, Mother Nature's recipe. Bring the bare necessities of life wherever I want.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here 605-4567 and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 12th of January, 8:33 in the morning, 45 degrees out there. Raining all day and raining looks like tomorrow. This portion of the show brought to you by one of our long-standing sponsors, Tobacco and Brew. Current special is a grab bag, three cigars for $24.99. Any type of tobacco products or accessories can be found at Tobacco and Brew at Hilltop Drive. Okay, we're here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Richard Martinez, who heads up the Shasta Regional Medical Group. And we've just talked about you've opened up another clinic again. And the, by the way, the medical group is family physicians. It's not specialties, but it allows people who have got, you know, insurance, and that includes Medicare, TRICARE, and all these others, who are having problems finding regular providers, is now found a place.
Right. We are available as we speak to take new patients.
So if you've if you're looking for a if you're looking for a new family physician, looking to change, or just trying to find one during this crazy times, you can give them what's your phone number there?
Our phone number is 530-605-4260.
Okay. And then the new clinic is
The new clinic is let's see here, 229-2875.
And do you expect to keep setting up clinics like this, you know, throughout the city?
Yeah, as soon as we want to make sure that we're not, you know, over expanding like any other entity would.
Sure.
So we'll as soon as we get more enrollment and more patients in the system, then we'll go out and look for another site.
All right. I know that you've got let's go to the hospital right now. We're still under the regs that people can't come in.
Yeah, that's correct.
Unless you're admitted.
Yeah, there there are some exceptions. I think we do let people come in after, you know, a loved one come in after or a relative, whatever, after outpatient surgery to listen to the discharge instructions. So there's, you know, because when you're coming out of anesthesia, there's a lot of evidence that have shown that you don't understand the discharge instructions. So we try to get a family member in there as well. But then also, if there's any kind of end of life situations where patients are on comfort care or you know, that some type of a terminal illness, then we'll let somebody come in.
Now,
just one person, one designated person, though.
At a time, or
no one, just one designated person.
That is so. It's tough.
It's very difficult, and you know, there's been obviously a lot of pushback, but you know, it's, you know the problem for us, and we've talked about this, is that healthcare workers don't get exposed to COVID at the hospital because, you know, everybody's wearing PPE, and the thing is that our experience has been that 90% of the patient of our employees that have gotten COVID have gotten it in the community. And so that's another aspect of why we have to limit people coming into the hospital for the spread. So,
I have a question here. Do you take Medi-Cal?
We take a little bit of Medi-Cal. I mean, we have so many clinics that take Medi-Cal. We try to let them utilize their resources to take care of that patient population.
Okay, and if you don't mind me saying this, this is the Red and Rancheria, who has three different clinics in town that takes that.
Community Clinic, Community Health Clinic.
Yeah, and that's what they take is Medi-Cal, Medicaid.
Correct.
And Glenn Hayward was on the other day. And so they specialize in that, Medi-Cal.
Right.
And Medicaid.
Yeah.
So you may want to take a look at that at the Red and Rancheria if you're looking for
Or Shasta Community Health Center.
But they, either one of them will take care of that. Are we taking care of our citizens here? Do we have enough health care facilities?
We have not historically had enough physicians or primary care physicians to take care of our population.
Mm-hmm.
Over the last 20 years, you know, I've been back. I grew up in Reading, and I've been back for 20 years. And all the physicians left practice because you couldn't make a living. So I've seen, you know, there were hundreds of family doctors, and now there's a handful. And they're not working in private practice. They're working in clinics, or they're working at the hospital.
This is a question that I've thought of, and other people we've, you know, chatted about it. But a physician's assistant that we see a lot, and physician's assistants, what can they do?
So a physician assistant can work underneath the license of a physician, and then you have nurse practitioners can work more independently.
So nurse practitioners are what, on a higher scale than physician's assistants?
They have a little more
skills,
freedom, skills perhaps. But, you know, what I do is I've been doing for the last 10 years is I proctor physician assistant students and nurse practitioner students so they can be trained to come out in the community and practice medicine.
When you say practice medicine, that's under a doctor, though.
If they're a PA, they have to be under a doctor. If they're a nurse practitioner, they can be a little bit more independent. But in our setting, where we are, all the nurse practitioners are working with a physician.
Okay. And they can – I know that I've seen people before that I thought were doctors but weren't.
Right. They can do pretty much everything a doctor can do, and some – patients prefer a nurse practitioner or a PA because they spend more time with the patients than the physician will.
Well, when you say they can't, I mean, they can make diagnosis. I mean, all those kind of things.
They can absolutely
pretty much do everything that I can do.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, if there's a shortage of doctors, which we've talked about, now how long does it take to become a nurse practitioner?
Probably 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
After they get their nursing degree?
After they have their nursing degree.
Right.
And then they can come out and they take a load off the doctor, I imagine.
Correct. And they provide a need that is there that cannot be filled by the physicians. Not only are there less doctors, the doctors are, we're an aging population, I hate to say it, but most doctors are in their 50s and 60s. And they're not, new ones are not coming down the production line.
I've been told that that we are limited on how many doctors can go to medical school.
Well, they're trying to expand that. They're trying to
And that was an act of Congress years ago.
Yeah, they're trying to open more medical schools and get more physicians trained, but it's a difficult process with the debt, as we mentioned before.
Mm-hmm.
So someone who's a nurse practitioner or a PA can come out after 2 years and do similar things as a physician and not have that incur that huge debt and time requirement that a physician will take in medical school.
It's a total years for a nurse practitioner, somebody wrote in. I guess it would be from the time you start, you know, I guess that's 4 years as a nurse and then 2 years.
Like, yeah, they consider it master's prepared, basically.
So it's like 6 years total.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
It's 2 years beyond
that's
having
correct.
Your four-year nursing degree.
Correct.
Okay. Well, all right. And the answer was they take some Medi-Cal, but there are other places that concentrate on Medi-Cal and Medicaid. And we talked about that at Shasta Regional Community Center. Shasta Community Center. Reading Rancheria has a couple of clinics set up around here that does that, that also concentrates on that. So you may want to check those out, too. Those are just questions that are kind of like general questions. I'm just wondering. It seems to me is that what about doctors that come in from abroad? Are we seeing a lot of that?
I don't know. I think we are seeing more. I know statistics even years ago were saying 40% of the slots in family practice residency, which is after you go to medical school, you have to do a 3-year residency to be family practice board certified.
Mm-hmm.
And like 40% of those slots were filled by foreign grads. And that was years ago. So it's probably higher now.
Mm-hmm. Well, they come here because in some countries the doctors make the same amount as they don't make any money at all.
Or they make less than the milkman
because it's socialized medicine and
correct.
They don't make any money.
Yeah.
They're just anyway. Correct. Okay, I'm not going to get into that one.
Fair enough.
What do you see happening with Shasta Regional this year, Casey?
Well, I think we're right now we're full steam ahead on the TAVR program, the aortic valve transcatheter.
Oh no, and the reason I did is because we had a friend that had to go down to San Francisco area
right.
to get that.
Yeah.
And then you just mentioned it, saying,
right.
"Well, you know what? Too bad, too much. Now you could have had it here."
That's right. Yeah. And so we're into our third month of doing procedures, and we're looking at. Getting that fully up and running, we'll probably start doing. We're estimating that we'll probably do about 120 a year. There's a lot of aortic valve disease out there, and this is a really good option to address it. And then,
TAVR valve replacement.
Sure.
Could you explain quickly what that is?
Yeah, it's
why it's so important.
Yeah, generally, prior to TAVR, to have aortic valve replaced, there had to. Basically open somebody's chest up and replace the valve.
Chest cracking.
Yeah, and so now we have the option of passing a stent deployed balloon a balloon deployed stent that basically replaces the valve. We cross the valve with it and we inflate the balloon and it deploys the valve through your femoral arteries, through your legs. You don't have to have your chest cracked. And so that's basically it in a nutshell. The outcomes are fantastic. We've gotten the government has given us a lot more permission to. It was usually reserved for a higher risk population when it started in 2013 to 15, and then now they've opened it up to basically anybody that that needs to have their valve replaced. So it's working out really well. And we're picking up a lot more disease, too. That's one of the things that they've seen with programs. Basically, coming to a program, coming to an area, you get a lot more screening and you're picking up a lot more aortic valve disease that would have went undetected. So.
Well, we were talking to a doctor the other day, talking about prolapsed uteruses and all this, Doctor.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, I'll come back. To his name. But he uses a Da Vinci over there.
That's correct.
And, yeah. Let me look up what his name was. I think is it Moore? I don't know. I'm not sure. I have to look it up. But it was very interesting talking about prolapsed, or floor foundations in there and what it does and how people have this and how it can be fixed, relatively easily.
Yeah, and we've talked
something
about
women face.
Right, and we've talked about the quicker recovery time on the robot where there's a lot less anatomy disturbed during the surgery, so.
Less intrusive, faster recovery times.
It's pretty simple. It's kind of intuitive, but we had to experience it to make sure it was real.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We're with Shasta Regional Medical Center and Shasta Regional Medical Group. Shasta Regional Medical Center, besides what happens is when people come into the emergency room and be seen, it's really important they did get a follow-up in 5 days. Well, most people, or a lot of people, are having problems finding the family provider. And so Shasta Regional Medical Group now is open with that in mind and are taking patients right now so that they can see. You can have people go over to Shasta Regional Medical Group and be seen afterwards as follow-ups. And this is, for the health. The other thing they've done is opened up another clinic here in town, one doctor, one physician's assistant.
Nurse practitioner,
which we've just learned is going to be like a doctor, just can do everything a doctor can do.
And that one's at 155 East Street, 1555 East Street, Suite 210, 229-2875. And unfortunately, one's on Eastgate and one's on East Street, so I'm still trying to sort that out.
I'm totally flummoxed here.
You'll figure it out.
We just call it North Campus, South Campus.
Okay. This portion of the show, and speaking of insurance, is Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And Judy Maxwell was talking, when the enrollment was open for helping people get their health insurance. She is there to answer all your questions. She or her staff are so well-trained. They've been doing this since 1993. And when it comes to insurance, I don't know if anybody knows more about insurance than Judy Maxwell. She's been helping people, families, veterans, seniors, business owners since, like I said, 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, we have insurance with Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance. Or you can give her a call at 221-0441. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back into a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Black Bear Diner is celebrating this fall with the craze you'll crave.
A craze I'll crave?
Yes. Cheesecake drizzled with pumpkin spice, praline sauce, and chopped pecans. Sip on a creamy pumpkin pie cold brew or savor pumpkin spice pancakes with maple butter for the perfect fall experience. Now for a limited time only.
I'm craving it already.
Black Bear Diner has carryout, curbside pickup, and delivery options.
Start your order at blackbeardiner.com or visit them on site for an outdoor dining experience.
Black Bear Diner.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to P5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. About ready to put another two grueling hours into the archives here in a couple of minutes. 605-4567 is our phone number. By the way, I was talking about the doctor that was working on prolapsed uteruses and all these things, and it was a fascinating show. And I just, of course, you know, it was a day ago, so I don't remember, but it was Dr. Mooney, who is a local gynecologist and one of the experts, one of the few doctors that does what he does in California, from what I understand.
That's correct.
And so it's Dr. Mooney. If you have any questions about what I'm talking about, go back a couple of days and you'll be able to hear him on the show. But I'm here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Richard Martinez, who heads up the Shasta Regional Medical Group. One of the things we talked about during the break is that people stayed away, or have been staying away, from their physicians in the hospitals during this time, over fear or for whatever reason. Tell the statistics for open heart surgeries.
Yeah, so one of the things that we're seeing is 2019, we did about 160 open heart surgeries. And 2020, we were down to about 110. And, you know, the prevalence of heart disease hasn't gotten any less, obviously. And so, you know, our conclusion is people have been staying away from the hospital. And they've been told to do that by the media. Don't go to the emergency room, call first, and however people interpret that. But one of the things that we are seeing is increased incidence of people coming in that have, you know, avoided care, and they're a lot sicker and harder to treat than they would have been under ordinary circumstances.
So I believe what we're saying here is that you can still be seen. And
right.
That you should not hesitate from being seen. Yeah, they may isolate you. If I bring Linda down or she brings me down, she's not going to go in, but my treatment is what's important.
Well, the point is to get out to your doctor, your family doctor. And Dr. Martinez was going to talk a little bit about telemedicine as an option, but also the importance of that annual screening that people are avoiding.
Yeah, so telemedicine, I mean, most physicians in the community are set up for telemedicine, most specialists as well. And so are we. So if patients don't feel comfortable coming to the office, we are set up. We can do telemedicine from their cell phone, from their smartphone, from a computer, from a tablet, whatever electronic device, we're set up to do telemedicine. And we can continue their care without them having to come to the office and possibly, you know, feeling like they're getting exposed to COVID.
So I could call you and say, it hurts right here, and point at my shoulder.
Correct.
What happens then?
Well, I mean, then we can order some diagnostic studies. So if it's short shoulders pain, we can say, okay, let's send you for an x-ray, or let's send you for a blood test, or whatever. Or sometimes we say, well, you need to come in so we can examine you.
Okay. But then what you do is you take the initial visit over the computer.
Correct.
Or your iPhone.
Yeah, and most people can figure that out. Even, you know, older patients that are not electronically inclined can get on a smartphone. Most people have a smartphone, and we can see them through the...
through a FaceTime type of phone call.
Correct.
And so, you know what? It's been hurting here, and it's been hurting this much, and then you, of course, do your doctor stuff. And then you can go from there.
Yeah, there's a fair amount of medicine that you can do over telemedicine. And Medicare is nice that they've expanded their reimbursement. So we get paid reimbursed the same to do something over the web that we do in person. So
can you see more people that way?
Not necessarily, because just glitches with the phone and the computer and hooking people up. So we can see maybe about the same amount of people, but it's just a way for people to get their care without having to come to the clinic or the office.
Do you see that, and this is for both of you, medicine being changed because of COVID, the way we do medicine?
I guess we take care of people. I think the delivery component of it, when we talk about medicine, we've got a couple of different components, and the delivery is definitely changed. This has opened up a lot more telemedicine options. A lot more physicians that didn't do telemedicine before are doing telemedicine now. I think from that perspective, we're definitely going to see that evolve.
So. Yes, I agree that we can do, you know, have an 80 or 90 year old patient who's wheelchair bound, and we can get on the phone and get on the computer and see them, interact with them, and their family members don't have to bring them to the office and get transportation through caravan or something. Right. And it's really much more convenient, and we can do a fair amount of medicine that way. Yes.
And again, though, it's the questioning, and anything that you discern from this then could be on and go to a specialist or further up.
Correct.
Testing. Yeah, because when you looked at Linda, she was having a reaction to a medicine she was taking, and you looked at it, you knew right away.
Yeah, she showed me her rash on the TV or on the computer, and I think that was at the beginning of telemedicine stuff. Hopefully she's better.
Oh, yeah. But you know what?
Much better.
I can tell you this, is that she is much better, but it took months and months before she started feeling, you know, better in the sense of having her energy back and all this. But I empathize with people who go through like COVID or other places and they're just exhausted for months.
Yeah, so we encourage people to not forego their care, their regular visits, annual visits, or medical care, because they can access us via the web.
Do you have, this is a good question, what about interpreters or translators? Do you have access to that for, say, somebody that's, you know, I'll just use Hmong, but it could be Spanish, it could be, I don't know, other languages?
We do have translation services at the hospital that we use, and pretty much covers pretty much every language.
All right.
So at the clinic, though... we're not real set up for that, but that's something we certainly can look at.
Yeah, and I speak Spanish.
And which is the predominant.
Dr. Dillon speaks Spanish, and we have staff members that speak Spanish. So we are pretty set up for English and Spanish anyway.
Right, but you also have people available also to shift over.
Generally what happens with patients that speak other languages is that they'll bring a family member and they can translate. So
no, it's not Amazonian Indian with little Mayan Castilian Spanish. No, forget it. I'm sorry, you're going to die. It's just one of our people in the chat room. Well, thank you so much for being with us, because, one, we learned about the vaccines. The vaccines can help you, but we're not sure that it's that you cannot transmit it, the COVID, to other people, that we need to get that herd immunity, which is at 80 to 85. 5% that will start really having an impact on this, and that COVID is already switching, is already mutating.
Yes.
And so that this looks like something that we could get a shot every year, your flu shot, your COVID
shot.
If
I could say, I have a lot of elderly patients, and every one of them wants the vaccine.
Yes.
Every single patient of mine wants the vaccine and can't get it yet because of the delivery system that is an issue right now. And so I encourage everybody to get the vaccine because I've had mine, and you just feel liberated by getting the vaccine because now the virus is not in control of your life. You're in control of the virus.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, again, COVID is something you don't want to get. There's a lot of long-lasting ramifications from it, and I hear people all the time talk about the vaccine or talk about, I don't, you know, And that's an individual choice, but I got to be honest with you. There's a lot of things that you don't want to sign up for after COVID that happens.
I've had our friend still, like, 40% of her smell and taste are still gone.
And yeah, there's a lot of things.
It's been 6 weeks. Yeah.
Well, and so ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. That's ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com, and you guys can find out everything you want to know about the group on both sites.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us, Casey and Richard.
You're very welcome.
For this.
Thank you.
This is something that happens once in a lifetime, and we've got to face this thing. And, if vaccine is one way of keeping it under control, I mean, I'm jumping in there too. So I think that people, you know, it's an individual thing, but you need to think about, like you said, the ramifications if you get this afterwards. Anyway, everybody have a good day. Tomorrow, Chamber of Commerce comes on, and it is the good guys against the bad guys.